Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the DuckFeed.tv network or this show, go to DuckFeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon. That is DuckFeed.tv/tipjar. I tried a new way to make iced tea, and it was unsatisfying. It's very weak, what I'm looking at here.
Did you cold brew coffee?
No, I didn't cold brew coffee. I can. In fact, I made iced tea exactly the way that I would cold brew coffee, which I have like a little Hario pour over kind of thing. Like, you know, one of those funnels that you put on top of a carafe and then you put the grounds in the filter and pour the hot water over it. And if you want to cold brew it, you just do it over ice and then pop it in the fridge. You know, it's good, right?
Sure.
I tried to do the same thing with iced tea and it was very weak. It didn't steep enough. So I'm essentially drinking what you would get at like a Bob Evans. You know, stuff that's like just weak enough so that it won't kill the old people, but they can still say they're drinking iced tea.
Mm-hmm. I like what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Why do you make sun tea?
There's really no place where I can put it in the sun for a prolonged amount of time.
In your front window.
Like, I don't have a window. Oh, really? Huh. I'm trying to think. What direction does my house face? I don't want people.
I assume that you keep the blinds and curtains closed to keep the light out, right?
Well, I mean, I actually don't. I keep the curtains closed, but it lets a fair amount of light in. Why do you assume I want to shut out the light?
Well, that's what I do.
Oh, yeah. It's more
the sun. I mean, I'm talking about glaring sun.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I suppose you're right. Any other household tips? Good housekeeping? Red book?
No, not at all. Hmm. What's a sour mash?
I know that that's what it says on certain bottles of whiskey that I get.
That's what I'm reading it off of.
What, are you reading it off of the old benchmark?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some of that. I don't have anything to mix it with, so it's kind of a bummer.
How'd that gin turn out for you?
It turned out okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's gin.
I tried to have one yesterday. It didn't work.
No? No. Wait a minute. So you gave me... So you gave me a liter of gin, and then you got more gin?
No, I had 2 liters. That's why I gave you one.
Two whole liters. Okay. You just forgot. You just had it on the list. Buy gin, forgetting that you gave me gin.
I'm an adult. I got a plan.
Yeah. I suppose you forgot to update the reminder. Yeah, I don't know. It's still here. It's going slowly. I literally have nothing to mix anything with, so.
Why? Why don't you go to the store?
I don't know. It's effort. Got to leave the house.
Don't you need stuff?
Not really.
Those Damn Ross Kids. A conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Cole.
Yeah?
Why don't you just go to the store and get some pop? Get yourself some Coke Zero.
I don't know. I just don't want to leave. It's like a
What are you drinking?
Water?
Right now.
Well, this weak ass iced tea.
Oh.
I've got this weak ass iced tea that I'm finishing off. Might as well be water. Here over to my left, over to my right by the microphone stand, I have my my 1 liter metal like water bottle thing. And then over to the right of that, I've got my drinking bird. And if I run out of water, I'll drink my drinking bird's water. Not really. That's gross. It's been sitting here for days. But
it's got all your dander and hair in it.
It does. It's gross. It's real gross. No. Yeah, but I'm drinking water. I don't care. I've got some orange juice. Had some orange juice with my bacon earlier today. I lead a simple life, Chris.
Last time I was there, you didn't have much in your refrigerator.
I really don't keep much in my fridge. I cook it all. I buy a bunch of food. I like buy veggies and stuff, and I cut them up, and I freeze them.
Oh, you don't buy like the little packets of veggies?
Oh yeah, I get the packets of veggies.
Call them veggie squares.
Yeah, the veggie boxes, like little steamer things, you know, like snap peas and peppers.
Whoa.
And shit.
What? Too much information.
What, the steamer packets? That's not a euphemism.
No, not at all.
No. No, just I kind of live out of my freezer because I hate going to the store. I generally don't like to do that. I like eating fresh things, but you know, you can cut them up and freeze it, and then if you figure out the right way to, you know, to thaw it, it turns out okay. It's better than, you know, eating it out of a can. Yeah. I don't know. Like if I could get down to going to the store once a month, I would totally do it.
Well, get a club card, Cole.
Finally turn into an adult. I want to do Costco. I don't want to. Okay, so all of them are nightmares. I said that and then I immediately got a chill remembering that every time I've gone into a Costco, they've had to like call the fire department to like stop me from like having a full-on panic attack in the fan aisle.
Your face turns all red, steam starts shooting out, like
yeah,
like when Popeye caught olive oil cheating.
That doofus Bluto.
Oh god.
Ugh, man, Chris.
He was Bluto deep in her.
Yeah, I don't know. I lead a simple life. Got simple cares. Do you want to criticize me some more?
Nope.
Okay. What episode is this?
Episode number 136 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole. We're here to entertain your asses. Did I get it right that time?
Close.
Okay, cool. Huh. Teleprompter was going at the right speed.
Very close.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. That was a yawn.
That totally was a yawn. Yeah, I can't. Good.
I woke up at 9:45 this morning.
Ooh, wow, that's late for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a... Huh. What spurred that?
3 days before, I woke up at 5:30 for no reason other than birds.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
What? That was the most disgusted sound I've ever heard out of you, I think.
Well, it's not nice. They're birds. They're dinosaurs with disease.
They're just disease-carrying dinosaurs. I don't know, I like it. It's nice. I've got a little like tree, bush, ficus kind of thing. It's a tree, I guess, outside my bedroom window, and there's a family of birds that lives in there, and they wake me up every morning at 6:30. It's good. And that is nice even on days where I don't have to be awake at 6:30, because if I decide, oh, I'm gonna go back to sleep, that's a gift that I give myself, you know?
I thought ficus only lived in doctor's offices.
It's a ficus. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Not outside windows.
What was that?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis sounds very tasty right now, actually.
I think I'm going to go to the Mexican joint next door.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. A couple more shots. I'm going to act a fool.
Huh.
That's a bad idea, right?
It's a really bad idea, I think, because it's not exactly next door.
Let me tell you another bad idea, okay?
Okay.
Elevators planned for a Chinese skyscraper will be the fastest in the world.
Oh, I saw this. What is
traveling
it, like,
45 Hitachi? Miles per hour.
Okay.
Two Hitachi elevators will cover 95 floors in 4.3 seconds. 43 seconds, sorry. They'll be housed in a 1,738-foot tall, I'm not even going to fucking try, building.
Yeah, no, the I'm not even going to fucking try building.
Yeah, that's due to open in 2016. Hitachi says passengers will have a comfortable ride.
Have to have their strapped in. And as long as they don't look like, okay, they strap them in and they also put a blinding helmet over them so they can't like see, like just suspend them in a cryopod because nothing should ever move that fast.
What was that?
Up and
was
down.
Isn't that a ride at MGM or something called the Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I think it's an MGM.
It's a Twilight Zone thing.
Yeah, it takes you up, and then it opens the door so you can look out.
Is MGM is not called MGM anymore?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think MGM closed. Like actually,
yeah,
the
I think
actual,
it's called Disney's Hollywood Studios,
something like that. Oh, Hollywood, Florida.
I think so. Yeah, Disney Hollywood Studios in July 1994. was the basis of the 1997 made-for-television movie Tower of Terror.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I liked MGM. I think that was one of my favorites, actually, when we went there. Except I got trampled, so, you know. Was that right? That was where I got trampled, right? Outside of the Beauty and the Beast show?
Beauty and the Beast by the Asians with cameras, yep.
Yep. Oh, man. Trampled at Disney World. No, but they had, like, the Star Wars show and the Indiana Jones thing. The Muppets. Muppets in 3D. That was a good time. Hmm.
I liked it.
Epcot was kind of some bullshit. It was cool.
I'll allow it.
No, I will allow bashing Epcot.
I liked Epcot.
Yeah? I think I was too young.
How old would you have been?
I went there in 94, so I was like 7. It was the year I got the... I didn't get the Game Gear. It was the year I got Sonic Triple Trouble, so it should have been 94.
You were really little for 7.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You were tiny.
Yeah. But, you know, MGM, neat. MGM was like done, right? Like all they had was James Bond, and then that went to somebody else. So it's like all the way.
Not like me. I was big. Led me to the front of the line because they thought I had tumors.
I've got to say, this kid's like 95% tumor.
Tumor's making me hungry.
Oh, man.
And sad.
Mm. But it's making me hungry and sad. It's a hungry, sad tumor. But, you know, at any kind of place like that, where there are lots of people, it's important to have like crowd control, right? And you know, even with the elevators, you got to get where you're going fast. I think that's what we're saying, and you know, I think that everybody is kind of getting on board with this notion. You know, not to steal from another podcast, but keep moving and get out of the way, right? Well,
super train.
There is a young lady. Let me see here. In Sheffield, England, who complained to the owners of a mall or a shopping center, and because it's in England, it's spelled T-R-E, as they do, saying, "Hey, I am incredibly disappointed by people walking around your shopping centra. It annoys me so bad I want to scream. You should stop people walking slow as people are in a rush for work, and this could cause people being late. It is dangerous because if someone bumped into you and that person would fall over. Will you ever tell people not to walk so slow? If you do, I will be delighted. Please do it." Okay, you 10-year-old precocious little shit. You might have a point, actually, because slow walkers irritate me. Do they irritate you, Chris?
Pretty much anybody who acts like they don't have a care in the world.
Yeah. No, like you're listening. If the only reason that you should be walking that slow is if you're in some kind of fugue state, if you don't know where you're going, right? Even then, if you don't know where you're going, walk quickly until you identify what you're going to go to, and then walk more quickly after that to get where you're going, right? Like, unless you've suffered some kind of head trauma, don't walk slow. So in response to this, this British mall, the Meadow Hall Shopping Center, decided to institute a fast lane, slow lane policy. So they have, you know, cordoned off areas. It looks kind of like a street where they, you know, on the left, it's the slow lane. And then on the right, it's the fast lane. And the roundabouts are kind of where all those mix up. And then they just kind of say, if you're going to be walking slow, stay here. Do it.
It's like on those people movers at airports. They say, you know, if you're going to stand and not walk, go to the right. Mm-hmm. If you're going to walk, go to the left. But the horrible thing about it is that the things aren't wide enough for you and your bag to, like, be double booked.
Right.
Next to someone who's in the standing there lane.
Yeah.
So but if you're on one of those things alone, you're like Blade Runner.
What do you mean? You're like trying to get away from replicants or what?
Yeah, people are chasing you.
Yeah, yeah.
I did this in like at 3 a.m. in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been in the Northwest. It must have been the Northwest Terminal at the time in Minneapolis. And it was fucking hilarious because the terminal just goes in a straight line from here to forever. Like to well into Canada.
That's how they cross. There's just a guy who stands on the side of the people mover asking for your passport.
That's pretty much what it is. You never leave the ground from Minneapolis. Yeah. But it was in the middle of the night, and it was made me think of the Flintstones partially because the terminal is so long, and the background keeps repeating itself. McDonald's, Cinnabon, McDonald's, Cinnabon, McDonald's, Cinnabon. So the, like the Flintstones where they're recycling the background and you see the Rebel's house like 800 times. But I pretended that I was being chased on the people movers one way and the other. I mean, I went up and down that terminal like 10 times pretending like I was being chased because I had a layover. It was like a 5-hour layover.
So you were just doing a full-on sprint with the grain?
You know, I wasn't sprinting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was moving.
Mm-hmm.
I was moving while being moved.
Yeah. No, no, it's
kind of like watching Forrest Gump while running.
Yeah. It's just, okay, so it's Forrest Gump with CNN on picture-in-picture at the treadmill at the airport. Yeah, that's...
I did it backwards to run in against the wind.
See, I think what you're describing like is something of a universal experience because like a year and a half ago or something like that, I was flying to LA for a work thing. And it was just, you know, me and a bunch of just people, and we like arrived at the airport like 4 hours before the flight, and it was like a 6 a.m. flight, so it's 3 o'clock or something. We had gotten there not that early, but early enough that there was nobody there. Like the subway wasn't even open for the shitty subway breakfast, or like the Starbucks wasn't open
for the egg disc.
Yeah, for the egg patty, for the egg patty and their translucent bacon. Yeah. And so we were actually having races on the like against the people mover. So, you know, just like doing timed runs.
How many times did your heart pop?
No, it was fun.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, just kind of like, okay, let's do this because there's nobody here and we're all children. So
huh. You are. You, the company you work for is predominantly children.
Yeah, yeah. I work for Nike in Vietnam.
The boss at your work is more like a camp counselor.
You have no idea how right you actually are. It's pretty... He opens every... I love my boss. I love my CEO. It just opens up like every... Hey, guys.
I'll be your best RA for this job.
Yeah. If you're gonna drink, let me know. We want to make sure it's safe. Yeah. No, so it was a bunch of children. It is a bunch of children.
You want me to keep quiet? I'm gonna need 10% of your booze.
What's funny is, like, I just love the idea of the Flintstones kind of thing. You stop at the first McDonald's for like your appetizer. You know, you get some fries. Stop at the second one for your entree. You know, get a burger. Then the last one, you stop and get a McFlurry. That's a 3-course McDonald's treadmill meal.
Hmm.
Fast lane, slow lane.
Yeah. I was at the bakery the other day, and I realized that... a tasty treat has been ruined by the internet.
Okay, because everything has fucking bacon in it.
Cream pie.
Okay.
They looked so good, but the name, I couldn't buy it.
You couldn't.
So I got a cannoli.
Yeah, I don't think, has anybody ever eaten a cream pie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make them. Somebody's eating them.
I know they make them, but I thought they made them solely as like comedy props. Like,
no, I think it's cream pie is different than that.
I mean, what?
I don't. It was like a pastry.
Hmm. Now I'm having a flashback to going to Nickelodeon and having the like getting pied on that same vacation, something like that. Hmm.
I don't know.
I think there's a picture of that. I have no recollection of it, though. Might be a, you know, good.
Nothing.
You were going to talk about a 7-year-old girl getting cream pied, weren't you?
No, not even close.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
I was thinking about a ritual at math camp where something really painful happens when you get pied. What that could be.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Involved a calculator and a condom. That's all I'm going to say.
No, you wrap the you put the condom around the calculator so that way it doesn't get sweaty in your pocket.
That's wait, it was a cream puff. Never mind.
Oh, okay. No, cream totally puffs are different. Tasty. Oh my gosh, that's one of the best parts.
Still ruined that though.
Has it?
Yeah. So did used cars.
I can't even tell what you're doing. Like, you're shucking and driving all over the place. Like, I don't.
Googling madly.
What do cream puffs have to do with used cars and also Urban Dictionary?
I thought that it was called a cream pie, but it's not. It's called a cream puff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. I was confused.
Okay. No. Okay. No. You definitely
I can eat as many cream puffs as I want.
It's delicious. That's like one of the best parts about living in a predominantly German town. Like, you can't walk in a direction without tripping over a good cream puff here. You know. What?
Nothing.
No, it's great. Just
the Urban Dictionary of cream puff was good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? Fat, lazy, sedentary person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, just so you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, how they make them for comedy props, like a cream pie, like the canonical cream pie.
Yeah,
exists solely to go into Shep's face.
It's a foil pie pan just full of like whipped cream.
Yeah, like the it is entirely meant for Larry. Cream pies for Larry.
That's some next level bullshit.
What is
twincest?
Ugh. Why'd you say that? You're watching Game of Thrones?
Do they do that on there?
I think they do. I've never seen that movie. I think it's all about incest. So my thing is, so after I watch all 25 episodes, all 25 seasons of The Simpsons, I want to read the entire Game of Thrones series, or A Song of Ice and Fire. Sorry, nerds. And then watch the show, because I don't want to watch the show without having read the books. But I think that it's all about like kings and queens who are sisters having sex is what it's all about. And they're like, so there's some giants, maybe?
It's Shakespearean.
Yeah. It's like straight up medieval. What's that?
How many hours can you watch in a day?
I don't know. Like, I probably watch, I can probably like in a day, like most of the time when I'm watching television, it's when I'm laying in bed getting ready to go to sleep. Which I know is a bad thing. I know it's not what you're supposed to do. Trust me. I've tried laying there in a dark room with just my thoughts. You would not want to be alone with my thoughts either. So I can probably, in the course of trying to fall asleep, get through maybe 2.5 episodes of the 22-minute episodes of The Simpsons.
It's going to take you a long time.
Yeah. How many episodes of The Simpsons are there?
A lot.
It sounded like you were doing math.
Oh no, I was reading.
Okay, cool. You're just catching up on your Song of Ice and Fire.
Blackberries are on sale.
Yeah.
Now there's a website called watchthesimpsonsonline.com.
Oh, it's probably mostly ads, right?
Doesn't work anymore.
Never mind. No. What is it? FXX bought the syndication rights for The Simpsons?
201 hours.
201 hours of The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
As of 2008.
Oh, so that's crazy out of date.
Yep, which is why the link is dead.
Yeah. Oh, well. Chris, you have a story?
Could. Police at the Anchorage airport lost track of a small quantity of explosives used to train bomb-sniffing dogs. It seems they attached the explosives to one of the rental cars parked in a lot. And a customer drove away with it.
Gives a new meaning to Hertz, am I right?
Oh.
Because the car's exploded.
Yeah. Change that E to a U. No, yeah, so that happened. Why in the world, when they just go to like Walmart, park their car with the drugs, not drugs, with the explosives... And do it there instead of at the airport with a rental car.
Kind of seems, counterintuitive. Or, you know, either don't use active live explosions in your
They have to so that the dog can sniff it. It's a test.
I know it's a test, but, like, isn't there some kind of active ingredient that they could use as a simulacrum?
Where's Bomo?
Where's Bomo?
Go get Bomo.
Go get Bomo. It's like, are you, like what you're describing is the world's cutest game show. What was that one? I remember this show being on. I forget which channel, but like it was afternoons after I got home from like kindergarten or something like that. It was a game show kind of thing, except it was dogs running through obstacle courses. It was like not like Westminster where they're like checking out the gates, but
no,
it's
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
kids would bring their dogs on.
Yeah, what the fuck was that show?
Kids with dogs,
like dogs game show. Just
kids with dogs finding treats.
You know what? I think what we're talking about here, presented by, ran through like 1985. I think that's called That's My Dog. Maybe either that's
early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s would be about when it was. So there's a show called That's My Dog, and it was like Double Dare but for dogs.
Let me see. That's My Dog.
Yeah.
Is that That's My Dog TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's That's My Dog.
Huh. Weird. Like the internet's a crazy thing because now I have episodes of That's My Dog just like in front of me, more than I could ever want to watch. And I thought that was lost to me. Yeah,
the image search for that doesn't come up.
No, it's a bunch of memes for me. Although,
what is it? Every time you ask when the book will be finished, I kill a Stark. What does that mean?
I think that George R. R. Martin. So the thing everybody's worried about is that he will die before he finishes the series.
There's like, I don't know who the who. He looks like a train conductor.
Yep, he does. He totally looks like a train conductor. That's pretty good.
What did he write? Who is he? I have no idea.
His name is George R. R. Martin. He is a fantasy author. He is currently working on a series of books called A Song of Ice and Fire. These are very popular high/low fantasy novels that people have liked for a good long while. I think he has like 8 of them planned, but he's only done 5 or 6 of them. They were turned into the hit HBO television show, A Game of Thrones, named after the first book. And so the show is very popular. It brings a lot of people in, and people are like, dog, like you have to finish this series because we don't want you to die before we know what happens to these characters. And so because he is on the internet and because we have unprecedented access to creators, which is the worst fucking thing that has ever happened to anything creative ever, he says, every time I get asked, I'm going to kill a member of this popular family in the book. So essentially he is holding the characters of his series hostage against people who care way too much about this series of books.
So he's like James Earl Jones' character in Field of Dreams.
Kind of.
Go back to the 60s. I have nothing left to say.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Was that James? I mean, yeah, James Earl Jones. Is that Ray Liotta's character? No, James Earl Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the author.
Hmm.
He has the black author that has to go the distance.
It's been a long time since I've seen Field of Dreams the whole way through. Actually.
Have you seen the 1800 tequila commercial with Ray Liotta?
No. Is that current?
Yeah, it's a 1800 silver commercial.
Huh.
And all it is Ray Liotta walks into a bar.
That's the beginning of the worst joke.
And nothing is said. The bartender and him make eye contact. And the bartender lifts up, puts a shot glass on the bar. Pours 1800 silver. Ray Liotta looks at picks up the shot, looks at it, and does his Ray Liotta laugh, and then takes the shot, and that's it.
Very restrained. If Ray Liotta wasn't so hard to look at, then I would probably call that a good commercial. Am I wrong in saying that Ray Liotta is really hard to look at?
I don't think so. I think he's just not attractive in a conventional sense.
Yeah, no, you see, I would go so far as to say that he's not telegenic. Right?
Like, how did he get there then? Because that's
he's a good actor. Like, I mean, Goodfellas is a kickin' rad movie, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, I mean, he is a good actor, except he is kind of hard to look at. I don't know if it's the eyes. It's the eyes and the baby blue eyes combined with kind of like the leathery skin and just the general drawn quality of his mouth that I think bugs me a little bit.
Yeah, it just looks like he's got a secret, but he knows yours too, because his piercing blue eyes see it.
Yep. I think that any exchange that you get into with Ray Liotta, there should be an assumed, like, asymmetry or inequality. I guess what I'm saying is, like, just make sure you have a backup plan if you're ever relying on Ray Liotta.
Yeah. You basically have to treat Ray Liotta like a rest stop in the middle of the night.
Can you elaborate?
You gotta have a couple ways out. You know? You need to go Buddhist times three.
You gotta step on the path.
You gotta have nine ways out, man.
Yeah. No, it's the eightfold path away from Ray Liotta. Oh, God. He has been very busy lately.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has.
Very prolific. A lot of stuff in 2014.
A lot.
Got to, like, buy a new boat.
Yeah. He didn't really do much in the early 2000s.
He did B-movie.
Yeah, he did something. He missed 93. He didn't do anything then.
Yeah, no. Let's read more Wikipedia. Sorry. Yeah, just...
A lot of this I don't know either.
Huh. I don't know.
He did a lot of TV.
Totes Leotes.
What did he do on Frasier?
You've seen every Frasier, right?
He was a voice. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, never mind. He did a voice on Family Guy, too. Mm-hmm. And Phineas and Ferb.
I hear that show's good.
It is good. It's very adult.
Yeah. I like that. I like that in a kid's show.
Cartoons aren't for adults. If they were, they'd put them on primetime.
Sorry. I can't. I don't know.
Lisa said that in season one.
I'm pretty sure she did. It was a very novel thing. That was like, that was all that Fox had. That and Married with Children.
Yeah, I remember. Fox was looked at as something grandparents didn't want you to see.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's garbage. That's trash.
But we were given Simpsons access, but I remember there being a lot of reticence around Married with Children.
I think it was all garbage.
And going back, that was justified, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty... Married with Children's pretty gross.
Little secret, when we stayed with Grandma and Grandpa, and both you and I were there, mm-hmm. It was Sunday night, mm-hmm. I always wanted to sleep with Grandpa because he watched it.
Oh.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, well. That is a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris, I don't pretend to understand the world.
No, you didn't wake up at 3 a.m. with "Thank you for being a friend." Traveled down the road and back again.
Was Golden Girls in syndication at that time?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I had to suffer through Northern Exposure, too. Which I want to go back and watch, because I think it could have some juice.
Okay, so here's the thing that I understand about Northern Exposure.
And the DVDs come with a coat.
Yeah, they're sold ridiculously. We had a box set of Northern Exposure at GameStop. I shit you not, for like 3 years. It was pretty good. Oh yeah, Golden Girls would have totally been in syndication by the time we were watching, you know, extant. Huh. But no, like, here's my understanding about Northern Exposure. It takes the quirk of Twin Peaks in kind of like the same setting a little bit, like the Northwest, except it doesn't have the supernatural stuff. And I love the supernatural stuff in Twin Peaks, but it makes it accessible. I think Northern Exposure might be good, and we just have a prejudice against it because it's kind of like Murder, She Wrote, and that it's a grandparent show.
I don't know.
Is that on Netflix? Do we have to like dip into Northern Exposure and come back and report?
think we might have to.
We might have to start a Northern Netflix Exposure fan cast.
Netflix.net. You see Northern Exposure. Nope.
Oh, man.
Available on DVD only.
Blech. You get the whole, do you want shows like Northern Exposure? No, I want Northern Exposure, damn it.
Twin Peaks is on that, by the way.
I know, right?
So is Numbers.
Ugh.
Or Numb-3ers.
Yeah. That's exactly why I went, ugh. Because it keeps recommending Numbers to me, and I don't want to watch something that transliterates an E for a 3.
What is it? In this crime drama, two brothers, veteran FBI agent Don Epps, ingenious mathematician Charlie Epps, pool their divergent skills to crack cases. Sounds like you and me.
Yeah, no. Also, I went, ugh, because we were passed over for the roles.
Bastards.
Yeah, man, they had no idea what they were missing. We were doing this garbage.
9 seasons All in the Family ran.
Are we going to talk about All in the Family again? Because I feel like we talk about it a lot.
No, I did the Golden Girls led me to look up Maude, and Maude's a spinoff All in the Family. And...
yeah, everything like goes back to Norman Lear. It's like all of the television we've ever watched is either Norman Lear or James L. Brooks,
the inventor of the private jet.
That's pretty good. But you know, am I wrong?
I don't know who either of them are.
No, indeed. James L. Brooks. Come on.
No. Did,
Mary Tyler Moore?
Sid Fido, good dog.
Come on. Oh, no, no. Sid Ubu,
no, Sid. No, Ubu.
Sid Ubu, Sid. Yeah.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah. Why the end of Cheers.
What's my brain's broken, I think.
It's got to be your bull. What?
I don't know.
Oh, there is one story that we have to get to before we leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Researchers questioned 545 fishermen's wives in Kenya, of which 34 admitted that they had affairs. Male fishermen who'd been cheated on had larger penises than those who did not. The better endowed husbands had fully erect penises of around 6 inches, and their wives cheated on them, while those whose wives were faithful had fully erect penises of around 5 inches. Surprisingly, spouses longer fully erect penis was associated with increased likelihood of the woman having extramarital partnerships. From these results, every 1 inch longer penis increased the likelihood of women being involved in affairs at almost 1.5 times. Their data suggested that women associated large penises with pain and discomfort, which precludes the enjoyment and sexual satisfaction that women are supposed to feel. One of the women who had cheated said, "It hurts so much that I will have to look for another man."
Different cultures.
But see, that's the thing.
What's the thing?
There's a curious detail in here. Participants of the study were asked to take the measurements of themselves using a 15-inch ruler.
Oh, come on. Really? Okay, go ahead.
The researchers had to take an average between the lengths the fishermen claimed they had obtained and those submitted by their wives.
You can't self-report. You can't self-report penis size, Chris.
There were discrepancies between the two.
You're kidding.
No, I swear.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Wow. That's crazy. So I'm going to pack up and leave and go to, where's this, Kenya?
I'm going to pack up and go to Craigslist and see if I can back this research up.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, would you wear a lab coat?
Probably. Who wouldn't?
Just for fun, you know. I got a robe. Let's wear a robe.
Hey, Cole, this guy looks like somebody that was in a picture that you posted to Facebook, or that you were in on Facebook not too long ago.
Which guy?
As a member of your old crew. I don't know his name.
Which guy? From earlier in the episode?
No, one of your video game crews where, like, everybody, that picture of old Cole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good picture. There,
and there's a guy in that picture that looks just like the link I sent you.
Oh, okay. I don't have your Skype window open in front of me.
Let me see.
Huh. Where's the screen sharing? Okay. Let's see here. Want to make someone squirting?
Doesn't he look like somebody in that picture?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Nate a little bit. Is this guy wearing scrubs?
Yeah.
Weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, he looks like a that's a good picture. I'm happy that came back up, because I have no recollection of that party of, like, you know.
Is that the one where you drank too much tequila and cried?
No, that was different. That was a little bit earlier than that. So I don't know. I don't think I was really drinking that actively in the Halo days.
I was.
Let me think here. Yeah, Chris, I'm gonna name you a couple shows before we do the outro here. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. All in the Family, Sanford and Son, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons. Let's see here, a couple of bad ones: Different Strokes, The Facts of Life, Archie Bunker's Place, Silver Spoons, Who's the Boss. All of these are Norman Lear joints. I'm telling you. Touched everything.
What did he? Wow, he's old. He was born a long time ago.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is he alive?
Yeah, straight up still alive. Like, he got that television money, man.
91
years young.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that Julia Louis-Dreyfus would be rich even if she wasn't famous?
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
I don't know. Let's look that up.
Look that up.
She was number one in a list of celebrities who would be rich even if they weren't famous.
Oh, probably from, like, inheritance or something. Like, you start, if you're on television, you've started from, like, a point of privilege anyway.
How do you spell Louise?
Louise.
Is she Jewish?
I don't know.
She's probably Jewish.
Yeah.
Ah, she's 1 year old, younger than mom.
Huh. Yeah.
Yep. Mom definitely made some bad choices.
Oh, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that I don't watch sports, is because I see people younger than me being much more successful. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Her family is just loaded.
Yeah. See? Happens. So, Chris, I'm going to tell them what they can do.
Do it.
Yeah. So just this week, or this past week or something like that, we launched a network-wide initiative on Patreon, which is a kind of like a crowdfunding thing for ongoing projects. Won't give you the whole rundown. However, if you want to support the things that that we are doing here on an ongoing basis, if you like this show, if you like other shows, even still, you'll get some access to us, and you'll get some materials, and then there's, like, physical things at the higher up there. You know, it's like a monthly thing, and then you get rewards, just like on Kickstarter. So, you know, something to check out. That's duckfeed.tv/tipjar. And if you don't want to do that directly, but you're still going to buy stuff on Amazon, you can use that that little Amazon link, and away it goes. And we get a little kickback from that. Otherwise, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. And also, what are we looking at here? Leave us a review on iTunes, and be sure to tell a friend, and come back next week. Chris, did I miss anything?
You got it all.
Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry.
Cool.
I won't have to talk to you for another week.